of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From John chapter 15, our Lord Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. St. John in 1 John verse 4, in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. During the 40 days of Easter, and I guess you could say the 50 days of Easter in the way, if you count from Easter Sunday, the joyous resurrection of Christ, the 40 days that he gave many convincing proofs that he was alive, eating breakfast with them, showing them his hands and feet and side. And then the 40 days after that resurrection, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. And 10 days after that, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. In the 40, or if you want to say 50 days of Easter, which lead us to Pentecost, today we realize, as we do at all times, and especially during these times of Easter, that our lives flow from Jesus' life like branches attached to a vine. Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. If we are connected to him, we bear much fruit. If we are disconnected from him, we will shrivel and die. This is the time of year that we are tending our vines. Perhaps you have grape vines that you're having to prune so that later on in the summer, it'll have a lot of grapes on it. Or you have the honeysuckle vines growing along the back fence, or the Boston ivy growing in the side of your house. A healthy vine must remain in a place where it gets water, the leaves in a place where they can get sunshine and grow. You will prune the branches that are not being fruitful, and in the end, it'll be full of blossoms, and later on in the summer, it will bear much fruit. But if the vine is clipped, the entire plant dies. If one of the branches is cut off and falls to the ground, it shrivels up, it turns brown, and it's dead. Jesus is using this imagery today, that everything we do is to the Father's glory, that we would bear much fruit, showing ourselves to be his disciples in the bearing of fruit in his kingdom. So we're going to talk about Jesus, the true vine. Those who are cut off, the branches that do not bear fruit, and what it means to be pruned so that we can bear much fruit in his kingdom. And most importantly, we consider Jesus as the true vine. Jesus says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Jesus is the true vine. If you see him upon the cross, dying in our place, you see the true vine. When you see him risen from the dead, showing and giving proofs that he was risen, hallelujah, you see the true vine. And up in heaven is the heavenly gardener, the Father, the vine dresser. He planted his Son, his vine, in the dark earth. In Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus' roots were planted in the earth, and when he came forth in his resurrection, he is a vine that thrives in the world because his word spoken to us has made us clean. By Christ's righteousness and his word, we have been made clean. We have been attached to him as branches to a vine. I am the vine, Jesus says. Abide in me. How do we abide in Jesus? We abide in his word. Everything the church does, including in this church, is abiding in Jesus' word. The word is read each Sunday in the divine service. The word is read and studied in Bible class and in Sunday school for your children. During the week, for Trinity Lutheran School. The children in the school and the child care are hearing and reading the Word of God in their classrooms and here in the sanctuary. Each week, the college students and those we reach through International Campus Ministry, English as a Second Language, and our college students, what are they studying? They're studying the Word of God. The work that we have here is to remain in that Word as a branch attached to the vine. Jesus says, "My Father is glorified when you bear much fruit." What is so beautiful about the Word of God is it kind of works in the reverse as to how it was given to us. What I mean by that is the Father up in heaven who sent his Son Jesus Christ to the earth and who promised that after Christ ascended, he would send the Holy Spirit, who would then inspire the apostles to write the Holy Scripture, which we read, and then the process works in reverse for you and me. We first experience the Word preached, taught, and read, which was written by the apostles, who were inspired by the Holy Spirit, who focuses on the work of Jesus Christ our Lord, who came directly from the Father. So the heavenly gardener, the vine dresser, is talking to you this morning and to me through his Word. And he says, be attached to Jesus, the true vine. In the lesson in Acts, when Philip is running along and speaks to the Ethiopian eunuch, what is he reading? He's reading God's Word. He's reading from Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53 concerning Jesus, the sheep, the lamb who was led to the slaughter, who was humiliated upon the cross, but was exalted in his glorious resurrection, and is for us, as St. John, the love of God in human flesh. God's love was manifested not because we love God, but because he loved us and gave his Son as a propitiation for our sins. And what that word means is Jesus, the true vine, who is the shepherd, became the lamb. Propitiation was when the blood was sprinkled by the priest over the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant. And God saw the blood and said, because of the blood of the Lamb, I forgive your sins and the breaking of the commandments. Jesus Christ is that Lamb. His blood was sprinkled over the mercy seat of the cross. And now God sees the blood and forgives us. You see, Jesus is not only the true vine, Jesus is also the true shepherd and the lamb who gave his blood. And from the fruit of the vine, with the wine gives us his blood. And with the bread gives us his body. So that we can be attached to Jesus, the true vine. Rejoice that you have the Word of God every week here in our church and school and campus ministry. And Jesus, the true vine, is in our midst right now and makes us clean through his Word. If Jesus is the true vine, Jesus then speaks a word of caution. He says those branches that do not bear fruit will be cut off. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. The branch cannot bear fruit by itself. What is Jesus talking about? The branches that do not bear fruit are people who have no faith, will not repent of their sins, and are unbelievers. They rejected the Word. No one can bear fruit. No branch unattached to the vine can bear fruit. People without God are people who are not attached to the vine. They're detached from him. Every time you turn on the television set or get on the internet, you're aghast at the ungodly unbelief that we are surrounded with. The entertainment shows are filled with unbelief and ungodliness and debauchery. If you look at these shows, you see people who can do nothing to please God, because without faith it's impossible to please him. We are inundated with the worldview which is anti-God and hates God. Anyone who does not abide in Jesus, who refuses to believe in Christ, will be, Jesus said, thrown away like a branch that withers. And they gather the branches and burn them in the fire. Many of you have done that at the end of the day after you've cut all the branches up so that they're not a fire hazard. You have a big barrel and you put all these vines and branches and you burn them because you don't want them to be a fire hazard. This picture of hell, which is separation from God, this is not a pretty picture. But Jesus is warning that those who will not believe, those who will not be branches attached to Him, who will live their own lives apart from God, will be burned up in that fire, separated from God eternally. This is what St. John in the epistle said. There are so many false spirits, so many false prophets in this world that do not confess that Jesus is from God. He says this is the spirit of the Antichrist. They do not love God. What he means there is anything in the culture in the world that's anti-Christ, which is against Jesus, is the spirit of the Antichrist. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he says, will be cut off. But that's not what we want. We, attached to Jesus, want to bear much fruit. And that's what Christ does. As we are fed on word and sacrament, as he says, your sins are forgiven, go, my friends, be free. Then we can be branches that bear much fruit in our daily lives. But we've got to remember something. It sounds so wonderful to bear fruit. And it is. And it's Jesus bearing fruit for us and through us. Because the vine gives the sustenance to the branches, not the branches to the vine. The sustenance of his word is flowing through our lives. But everyone here who's been a gardener knows that if you want the vine to really bear a lot of fruit, out come the pruning shears and you start to clip. And someone might say, you're killing that vine, but you know better. You know, you're pruning that vine to bear much fruit. God is going to prune us so that we can bear more fruit. And it's not necessarily pleasant to be pruned, but we know that we will bear more fruit in God's kingdom. When he cuts the stuff out of our lives that is not bearing fruit, and then the vine that is, the branch that is bearing fruit, can be filled with fruit. What he means by this is a good tree bears good fruit. You are a tree because you've been justified by grace through faith because of the merits of Christ for you. Now, because the Holy Spirit is in you, you live the sanctified life of bearing fruit. Each week when you come to the divine service, you abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in you. You bear much fruit as you sit at your kitchen table and read your devotion in the portals of prayer, because by word we are fed, by prayer we bring our needs to the Lord. He who abides in my word, whatever you ask will be done for you. Your prayers, when asked according to the will of God, you can confidently believe that God will answer. This is the way my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Because the Spirit of God is in you, because you do confess that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, greater is the Spirit in you than the Spirit of the world. The Spirit of truth, God's love, is manifested in this, that he gave his only Son for the world. And because you're in the world, he gave his only Son for you. Jesus says, I am the true vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Rejoice that you are connected as a branch to the vine. You've been baptized into that vine. You heard the words of absolution from that vine. Preaching and teaching and Holy Communion connects you to that vine directly. Stay connected to that vine, the divine service on the Lord's Day. During the week, privately, as your family gathers around word and prayer, God so loved us, so we ought to love one another in word and deed. Love shows that we are connected to Jesus, the vine. When we ask you to invite people in conclusion to Friendship Sunday on May 20th, and ask you to give the card and invite someone to be with us in our theme, that will be the theme that day will be joy. We'll talk about joy in Bible class. We'll talk about that we may have joy in the sermon and the lessons that day. That you can show a person God's love and God's joy by being their friend, by taking that card and going to someone this week and say, my friend, I want you to know about Jesus' joy. Will you come be with us for Friendship Sunday? Find a person this week who needs God's love, and He will use you to share that love. Teenagers, it might be the high school student who's lonely, that has no friends at school, standing by the locker, who needs God's love. It might be the woman at work who's recently gone through a difficult time, who needs God's love. It may be the neighbor man who has recently been widowed, who needs God's love. Don't wait for someone else to show them God's love. You be the vehicle of God's love for that person. As we are connected to Jesus, the true vine, may we be fruitful branches, and may we love one another as God has loved us. In His Son, Jesus Christ, He is the vine. We're the branches. May He bear much fruit through you and me. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.